Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hi, Barry. I'm planning on buying new office chairs for everyone in the office. These old ones are getting very uncomfortable. Anyway, I've made this list of chairs I'm considering. What do you think?
I see. I know the Tulox brand chairs are really good, but we just don't have money for them in the budget. How about these ones for $230 each?
I think they'll be fine. I tried them in the store and I was very impressed.
When do you think they'll arrive? I'll need to make arrangements to have the old ones disposed of. Number 1. What does the woman say the office needs? Number 2. Look at the graphic. Which item will the woman most likely order?Number 3. What does the man ask the woman? Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Lannis. This is Jeffrey from Sales and Marketing. I'm calling about the luncheon meeting on Tuesday.
Hi, Jeffrey. What can I do for you?
Well...I'd like to know if you had time to contact Ted Bellows and confirm the schedule.
Yes, it looks like everything is set. I emailed Ted yesterday, and he explained that he would be making the opening address and chairing the proceedings. He also mentioned that he wanted to use the new software for his speech, so I've arranged for an appropriate seminar room to accommodate him.
Number 1.Why is the man calling the woman? Number 2. What is Ted Bellows' role? Number 3. What will Mr. Bellows probably use during his talk?Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name is Naomi Ferguson. I made a reservation on your website. Here is my confirmation.
One moment, Ms. Ferguson. Ah, yes. We have you booked for a double room on the non-smoking floor. I'll see you'll be staying with us for 2 nights.
Yes, but I was wondering if there was any availability for a further night.You see, my flight arrangements have been suddenly changed, and I won't be departing until much later on Thursday.
You're in luck. We were fully booked, but we just received a cancellation this morning.
Number 4. Where does the conversation take place? Number 5.What does the woman want the man to do? Number 6. What does the man tell the woman? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, May.This is Trevor from Accounting. Have you finished filling out the T9 tax forms yet? I need to calculate the figures and make the necessary adjustments before I send them to the municipal office.
Hi, Trevor. Actually, I'm tied up at the moment with a case study. When is the deadline for submission to your department?
Well, the best scenario would be by tomorrow morning, as our department is very short-staffed this year.However, if you need more time, I can postpone the cutoff date to the day after tomorrow, but it must be completed by then.
Number 7. What is the purpose of the call? Number 8. Who most likely is the man? Number 9. How long can the man extend the due date? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following conversation and seating chart.
Okay, I've reserved you a seat on flight RT634 for Seattle. There were only four left. It departs at 7:30 p.m. and the flight time is 2 hours, so you should get in at 9:30 p.m. Would you like me to book you a seat on the shuttle bus into town?
That won't be necessary. A colleague will be meeting me when I arrive. Does the airline allow us to choose our seats in advance?
I'm afraid not. However, they will let you request a preference for a window or an aisle seat.
In that case, I'd like to have a window seat, please.
Number 10. According to the man, what time will the woman probably arrive in Seattle? Number 11. What is implied about the woman's trip? Number 12. Look at the graphic. Which seat will the woman most likely be allocated?